Nazca lines, amazing geometrical and animal and human-shaped designs cut out of the floor of the desert Nazca plain. The Nazca flourished between 200 and 600 CE, but the impressiveness of the lines belie the relative simplicity of the Nazcan society, as they were constructed by small groups governed by local leaders, not by a central state. The technology used in constructing them was easily acquired. It appears that the lines were an attempt to not only worship the gods, but also to draw in pilgrims from elsewhere in the Nazcan's elaborate trade networks to coastal highland and jungle peoples. Eventually, the Nazca would be conquered by the Wari Empire, and their beliefs would be assimilated by the Wari, who would become a major influence upon the development of the Incan state. One of the most advanced pre-Inca cultures was the Tiwanaku. The remains of this culture, which was centered in northern Bolivia, indicate that it was based on sophisticated agricultural practices, with terraced fields and irrigated lowlands, and that it expanded its influence through widespread conquest. It was into this rich cultural environment that the Incas inserted their own social organization and became dominant through wars of expansion and, it is assumed, astute bureaucratic control. All the while, however, the Inca had their own story about their origins, and the mythology of their origins was kept alive and modified according to their needs through oral history. They believed that their ancestors came from Pacaritambo, about 21 miles from modern Cusco, where there were three caves. From the central cave came four brothers and four sisters, and from the side caves streamed the people who were to be the ancestors of all the clans of the Incas. This group then set off to find a permanent home, but among these original leaders, only Ayarmanco of the brothers survived. The four sisters were more fortunate and all lived to help establish the first Inca city. One of the sisters, Mama Huaca, delivered Ayarmanco's son, who was called Sinchiroca. When the migrating clans arrived in the valley of Cusco, Mama Huaca proved herself to be a ferocious combatant against the people that the Incas found there. Using her bola, Spanish, or as it was called by the Inca, ayllo, she captured one of the enemy soldiers and ripped out his lungs and squeezed them until they exploded, thus causing the enemy to flee. Ayarmanco, or as he styled himself, Manco Capac, and his sisters then built houses in the valley and established a town for the three original Inca lineages. The group of indigenous Andeans that established themselves as the Incas at Cusco developed a culture that was in some ways unique and in other ways similar to that of other indigenous Andean peoples. Like all good imperialists, the Inca were expert assimilationists, making it often difficult to determine with certainty what the Inca inherited from earlier cultures and what was unique to them. For example, many of the basic ideas in their building projects had reached particularly high levels of development before the Incas employed them. Vertical archipelago agriculture, practiced by the Incas, in which terraced fields were layered on mountainsides and the construction of bridges, roads, and irrigation canals, were common in Andean cultures long before the rise of the Incas. The Incas spoke a language they called Runasimi, and which the conquistadors called Quechua. Quechua was introduced to the Incan culture after 1338, so it is assumed that they had another language prior to settling in Cusco. It is also believed that the elite may have continued to use this original language. Quechua, which has eight figures of speech, no articles, no gender, and a small vocabulary, was imposed as the lingua franca by the Incas in their empire to facilitate communication between many different cultural groups that fell under Inca administration. The Inca referred to their own empire as Tahuantinsuyu, which meant four parts together in their language. This is because the Inca Empire was administered as four provincial departments: Chinchasuyu, northwest; Antehuyu, northeast; Cuntesuyu, southwest; and Qualasuyu, southeast. These Tahuantinsuyu